Ah, you love that music. You know what it means. It's time for Wireless Wednesday. Rick Limper with us here on the Experience in Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Rick, of course, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor. Find Rick covering sports technology on a national level, whether it's Examiner.com, CBS Atlanta, Everything Georgia. Follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Also, check out his website. Everything that we talk about over the course of the next 10 to 12 minutes, you can find on ricklimpert.info. We're going to continue on from what we were talking about with Larry McReynolds. We're going to talk NASCAR, and we're going to do it with Rick right now as, of course, the season's getting ready to get underway, the Daytona 500 on Sunday, and there's all kinds of new technology for NASCAR in 2015. Is that not correct, Mr. Limpert?
Yeah, a lot of technology in play, as there is every year in NASCAR. They're always adopting new technology and new gadgets for the race. So only fitting that we'll talk about that leading up to the race here.
Well, Rick, when we're talking about new technology, let's start with the actual race itself and also any of the races, I guess, involved with NASCAR, not on the TV as far as watching it on Fox, but in regards to what NASCAR is doing in monitoring the race itself.
Well, they're adding 45 remote HD cameras, one into every pit, that they say they're going to be looking for infractions, equipment leaving the pit early, drivers going outside the lines. I think also what it's going to help with are ordering the cars when they come out of the pit so they're in the right order. So it was only a matter of time before NASCAR added a dedicated camera for every pit area, and that's what they're doing. That'll They tried this loosely the end of last year. Now it's going official starting with Daytona.
And obviously, if any violations, they radio up. I mean, a lot of it, what it sounds to me is like no different than what happens with the NFL. They check out the video. They go to one centralized location. The NHL's done it. The NBA's done it. Now it seems like NASCAR's doing it.
Yeah, you've seen these pits, Mitch. There's a lot going on in a 10 or 13 second pit stop. So these cameras will help them find infractions, and I'm sure they missed a lot of things before.
And it's certainly not something that they're just going to be going with boom right away as far as the Daytona 500. This new system was tested last year over the course of the final 11 Sprint Cup races, so they're ready to go with it to start 2015. Now, in regards to the automobiles or the cars, or shall we call them the race cars? That would probably be more apropos. The actual race cars, there's technology involved when it comes to spacers and also the rear spoilers.
Yeah, two things with the cars to watch. Spacers in the engine, which is going to reduce the flow of air. Now, I'm not a big gearhead, but that's pretty easy to figure out. So that's going to cut down on horsepower, which is supposed to even out the cars in terms of competition a little bit. So makes them a little harder. Are a little easier to drive, and should make for some big packs, eliminate that breakaway racer. Also, they're going to put two fewer inches on the rear spoiler, so it's going to make, difficult for someone to get separation from the pack, and they're going to watch these new changes very closely as well.
Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, hanging out with Rick Limpert. It's a Wireless Wednesday. We're talking about the newest sports technology that's going to be involved in NASCAR this season. Of course, it all gets underway this weekend at Daytona International Speedway. One interesting new element as well, Rick, you see these tablets on hand on all the NFL sidelines, and now this is also something that's going to be a new venture as well with NASCAR.
Yeah, and the same tablets that you saw on the sidelines in the NFL, the Microsoft Surface 2 and Surface 3 Pro tablets, are going to be used to do the inspections of the cars. So they'll be able to record any infractions during the inspections, progress as they fix the infractions, and the NASCAR's really going to monitor now the inspections with the Surface tablets.
And it already has happened leading up to the race, of course, during qualifying, where they did have some this was a part of it. Also, when we talk about the Nationwide Series, it is now going to be known as the Xfinity Series, which is, of course, owned by Comcast and also has NBC in the group.
Yeah, this is pretty big. No longer, it's going to take a while to get used to not having the Nationwide Series, but now it's the Xfinity Series. Now, this is good on a tech side of things, good for viewers, because by pairing with the cable company and the parent company, it's going to be easier for them to promote. It's going to allow them to air it on different networks online. They're a family of cable outlets, so big for the secondary series of NASCAR.
Hey, we're saying goodbye to Nationwide. We're also saying goodbye to something